Slightly fewer Americans sought first-time unemployment benefits last week.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. The Labor Department said moments ago the number of people that filed for first-time jobless claims fell slightly to 400,000. An interesting number because it's exactly the figure economists look at to determine how the job market is doing. Above 400,000, bad jobs news. Below, pretty good. So how do we read all of this heading into tomorrow's all-important monthly employment report? Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us now live to talk about jobs. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
So how does this latest number play into the national employment picture? Tell us.
Well, it is a slight improvement from last week, which in a sluggish jobs market where non-bad news is good news is a good thing. That, of course, in part explains the timing of today's announcement by a coalition of call center and phone companies called Jobs for America. And they say they're hoping to create up to 100,000 jobs in the next 2 years in the call center industry. Of course, a lot of these jobs coming back from being outsourced to places like India and the Philippines.
What are these jobs that we want to create, the call center industry jobs?
Well, I actually got to make a rare trip inside the call center Kentucky last summer. So, you know, they call their business the relationship management business. And call centers are finding that in some ways American employees are just better at customer management. If you call a center, you're already frustrated, you beep through your phone tree, and, you know, call center employees have to deal with a lot of human emotion. Here's Carl Howe of the Yankee Group.
Very often consumers want somebody who will listen to them and then do something about their problems. The problem is that if you're not part of this culture, it's much harder to relate to those problems. It's not something that can be done with a script.
And speaking of that script, so that's why you'll hear a customer service rep use those catchphrases like, I understand your frustration, and I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, apparently those phrases just sound more convincing in an American accent.
I understand your frustration, Gregory. No, thank you so much. Gregory Warner reporting live for us. Today, the European Central Bank and the Bank of England kept interest rates steady. That's in the wake of a debt crisis that's causing the European economy to sputter. Japan's central bank today didn't tweak interest rates, but it did interfere with its currency, the yen, slowing its rise in value against the U.S. dollar, making exports more competitive. Now, central banks, including the Federal Reserve right here at home, have tools they can use to step in and help economies grow. Reporter Christopher Worth is with us now from London with the latest on that. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So central banks stepping in, what can they do to help the economy?
Well, you know, central banks set monetary policy, right? You know, they raise or lower interest rates. They're tasked with keeping inflation low. And in some cases, they try to keep the economy moving along. And that's what the Bank of England and the European Central Bank are dealing with. There's even talk they might start buying up bonds again. And that's the central bank saying, right, we're not seeing the economic growth we need. So we'll try to give the economy a kickstart by keeping borrowing costs low. And we've sort of seen a wave of central bank activism over the last few days. Switzerland and Japan have seen their currencies rise as a result of these economic worries. So Switzerland's central bank has slashed interest rates. And Japan's central bank, it's also trying to devalue its currency right now.
Can it work, Chris?
Well, there's a danger to all this, Steve. Here's Karsten Brzeski. He's an economist at ING in Brussels.
If you really kind of turn the faucet, the taps open, the big risk is inflation. And the second risk is actually that it doesn't help.
He says you have to think of these central banks like fire brigades here. You know, they can put out fires, but they can't do important things like reform labor markets or balance deficits.
Any hopes that the Federal Reserve, our central bank here in the U.S., will roll out the fire trucks, Chris?
Well, interest rates are already at rock bottom. Brzeski says there's a big push among investors for Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke to begin a third round of the Fed pumping money into banks to buy up bonds. But again, he says it will have a limited effect.
Reporter Christopher Worth in London. Chris, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are lower at the moment by about 1%. General Motors today said its profit doubled in the second quarter thanks to higher prices. Kraft Foods says it's going to carve itself into two publicly traded companies, one that'll focus on snacks, the other on its big grocery business. Shares of Japanese companies Hitachi and Mitsubishi were up today after reports the two companies could get together. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 29 points to close at 11,896.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
Clothing retailer Gap is trying to bust out of a sales slump. The company's known for folded shirts and jeans, but come this fall, as part of a new campaign, it'll be folding tacos. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
A recent Gap ad features supermodel Anya Rubik strutting her stonewashed stuff. She usually walks the runway for high-end fashion houses like Gucci. But Gap's also trying a lowbrow approach. Taco trucks, branded Pico de Gap, will roll out in New York, L.A., and other cities to plug the new jeans. Retail analyst Patty Edwards.
That is a brilliant move.
The trucks will sell $1.69 tacos with a Gap coupon in the wrapper. The taco's free if you just shopped at Gap. Sounds cheapo and cheesy, but Edwards says it could convince customers that Gap is gritty, urban, and hip.
If you watch Food Network, which I watch way too much of it, food truck races are a huge thing. The whole concept is cutting edge, it's new, it's different.
Edwards says Gap needs to do something. It hasn't had a fashion hit since khakis a decade ago. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, a Swedish man has been arrested for trying to split atoms in his kitchen. For a hobby, Richard Handel was trying to create a nuclear reactor at his apartment. The 31-year-old kept a blog of his experiment that included elements of radium and uranium. The man wondered if his nuclear curiosity violated any laws, so he sent a letter to Sweden's radiation authority. They responded by sending the police. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The internship, not just for college students anymore, you know, but who has time not to get paid?
You can spend 20 hours a week in an internship and then spend the other 20 hours a week looking for a job.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, non-traditional interns and the traditional numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.